Begin transmission.
You are listening to Corellian Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Corellian Run Radio. This is episode 134 and recording Sunday, December 14th, 2014. My name is Jason. I'm joined by my co-host Heather. Howdy, Heather.
Hey, Jason.
I would like you to be my guest.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
So, how are you doing, Heather?
Oh, good. Really, really busy. Since the expansion has come out, I've done a lot. I've gotten my two characters that I care about through the Shadow of Revan story, my Shadow and my Assassin. And I've done, a little bit of content so far. I've been kind of busy in real life doing stuff, but I've at least gone through the Manon Flashpoint and I've seen the Temple of Sacrifice, operation. I tried the second boss with the two walkers, and that was kind of interesting. I guess it was my first time seeing it ever. I hadn't even looked at a guide, so we didn't beat it. But hopefully we'll be back to that soon. I like don't even know when Operation Nights are. So if it's tonight, I'm sorry, guys. Well, it shouldn't start anyway until like 6, but I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, ever since the new expansion, we have like 5 raid groups in our guild, and people have been moved around, and so I think we're having it, today, but I guess I'll find out when I get into Mumble in a little bit. What have you been up to?
Oh, well, things like that, though, you're talking about with your guild, it's kind of like after expansion, everybody's like, oh, got a level and everything like that, so it takes about a week or two till you get everything lined up on raid nights and different things like that. But yeah, I've been leveling up characters. I've got my main up to level 60, and I've done all of Rishi and Yavin 4. I have not got into the operations yet, but I've got my Sorks up to 57 and got a good start on Rishi. And I went yesterday and I got my Republic Trooper up to level 57 and finished the Forge Alliance and got to Rishi and started the first part of it. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And
I don't think we talked about this on our last episode because it was before the expansion came out, but did you guys all see the Corellian Run Scoundrels?
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the little scoundrels running around. You never know when will Corellian Run Scoundrel will pop up. Yeah.
So that was kind of a nice surprise. I mean, I guess, Corellian Run is... it's something in Star Wars lore already, but it was just nice to see that in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Speaking of that, that was the last quest that I did was talk to the Corellian Run Scoundrels.
Nice. There.
So, that fit in good. Nice segue. But let's see, what else have I been up to? Well, I've been busy, with the holiday season and everything like that. Getting things ready for the holidays.
Oh yeah, so much stuff. I had a Christmas party on the same day as my first raid day after the expansion came out. So my guildies were just like, "You have to skip the party. This is our first operations night after when the expansion is on." I was like, "Oh, I can." They all know that I play the game, and I already told them that the expansion was coming out. So, So it's been really busy this month.
Yeah, it's been really busy, but I've really enjoyed the new expansion. It's got a lot of new things in there to do. Oh, I did this last week. I did try hard modes.
The hard mode flashpoint?
Yeah, the tech.
Yeah, those are actually, I heard, I did the Manon one and that was, it was tough. Mm-hmm. We didn't even beat the bonus boss, which was interesting. It was, did you try that one?
No, we didn't try the bonus boss. Everybody in my group was like, we unlocked it. And after we took so long getting past the first boss and some of them were like, no, forget it. They'd already, some of them already said, no, too hard. We're not even doing it. We're not even trying it. So yeah, this was just, I just hugged a group. So on that, I didn't try with my guildies yet. I'm hoping to get some guildies because you definitely have to have some communication in these hard.
Yes. Yeah. When I did Manon last time, we had a pug tank. And so it was like my healer versus my tank. Like, who am I listening to? It's like, I don't know. Yeah. But that bonus boss is really cool. I'll be very happy to do it and actually beat it and not just like look at it and say, oh, we'll try it again later.
Yeah. And I don't know. I like the idea that they're definitely tougher. The only thing, that first boss, of course, that's the only one I did. And I did Legacy of Rakata. I did that one. We kind of breezed through that one. I didn't think that was too terribly difficult. And we tried to.
Yeah, that's the one that has a lot of the, like, the two-man bosses. So I feel like, I don't know, how hard can they make, can they make them?
Although the bonus boss in that one is definitely difficult. We tried that one. Not so good. But anyway, on Manon, the first boss, it was like, I got the mechanics of the fight, you know, you go after the one that doesn't have a shield, kind of the same as it was in the tactical, but it just seems so long. I mean, that fight is very long. I mean, I was sitting there just like, okay, my fingers are now stiffening up. So it was very cool though. I liked it, but I like that they're harder and I like that they're a little bit longer, but maybe a bit too long. I don't know, but maybe that's just because we.
Yeah. Maybe we're all just under geared right now.
It's kind of like when Zero came out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, oh, these are so hard. And then now they're like so trivial.
Mm-hmm. They did nerf those too, the Zerka ones.
Yeah, they're at the end. A couple of the bosses they decided.
But even with, you know, really good gear, like that one boss on Zerka was taking forever, that one with the water that electrocutes and the big droid. Like it still took a long time, like it was kind of boring, so I'm glad that they adjusted it a little bit. It's like I know I can tank and spank something, just I don't want to be there for so long.
Exactly. Which they probably will do that eventually with these, once everybody's geared up and moving on to new.
Oh yeah, I hope they don't do it for a while though.
Oh no, I hope they keep them hard. I like that. I like the fact that they're hard. So let's see. That's what I did. I got in, tried some hard modes. I did the regular tacticals. Been getting into those, getting some good groups with that. Doing the Blood Hunt and Battle for Rishi. And of course, speaking of, you know, some of these hard modes we've been mentioning in tacticals, we got some more to talk about that in the news later on. But before we get to the news, we have some news at Krillian Run Radio. Well, go ahead, Heather.
Oh, we're good. We're giving away a book. We are giving away the novel Revan to one of our viewers, to whoever submits a winning submission. It is all random, so I guess it, you know, it doesn't matter what your submission is as long as it's a valid submission. But a submission for a suggestion for us to talk about on the show.
Yeah,
so
basically,
you can email us.
We're wanting, when you go to the site, and we will put the link in the show notes, and then let's see, I guess we can drop that link in the Twitch stream. Let me put that in there. And then, so everybody can see that, it's who is watching right now. But what we're asking is when you go through Rafflecopter, which is the site we go through for any of our raffle drawings, because it pretty much does all the RNG. We don't have to randomly pick it ourselves. It randomly picks a winner. But all we ask is when you go to the site, it'll tell you exactly what you want. You have to enter your email. And when you enter your email, then it will ask for a discussion topic. And that's what we're at wanting from you, the listeners. And even the ones that, even the ones that do not get picked as the winner, we plan on using these discussion topics. So we want to make sure that we are talking about relevant things that you guys are wanting to hear about. So that is why we're doing our contest. And we're also, that's a little bit what it looks like there on the site. You'll see it. It'll say, you know, Star Wars or Republic Revan book. And then it'll tell you exactly how to enter that. But once again, you know, if you go to that site on Rafflecopter, we'll have the link for that in the show notes, and you can enter that, and we'll also probably have another article about that early in the week, so you guys can check that out. But yes, we are giving away the Revan book. Have you read it yet?
No, I have it on my Kindle. I read a few chapters, and I also have it, like, I have real copies of it because they gave some to us at EA, but no. I haven't read it yet. And, but I did just post the link for Rafflecopter. So yeah, you still have to read it. And yeah, I guess it'll just give me more backstory about Revan.
Yeah, it's really good. It tells you exactly, you know, what has happened, especially leading up to things that are going on in when SWTOR first came out and then what's going on like right now. So it kind of relevant to that. So.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't have to do it all in order. I mean, the Star Wars movies are not in order, technically.
There you go.
So, should be okay to read. I mean, I haven't even been spoiled by the Jedi Knight story, which I hear I'm supposed to do anyway before everything, but whatever. I guess I'll just have to work on that.
Whatever. I'll win.
Well, I mean, I enjoy the story, but I just... I don't know.
So again, that contest is starting today when our Twitch stream is the 14th and will go until midnight the 21st. And we will be actually doing another stream next week. So to announce our winner and do just a kind of a short stream to get in touch with you, the viewers, right before we kind of take a break right before the holidays. Cause we'll kind of, we want to spend time with our family and it's the gameplay. So we're going to have another stream next week for you guys to tune in, and that will be on the 21st, and we will announce the winner there. And if you're not listening to the stream that way, well, shame on you, but we will also announce the winner on our page, and we will get in touch with you via email so that we can work out all the details on how to get that copy of Revan to you. I think we'll go ahead and head on into the news.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
Well, of course, the big news is we are now live. Everybody is able to get Shadow of Revan expansion. The 9th, everything went live for us. And, well, how did things go, Heather? What do you think, Heather, when they went live?
Well, when we had early access, which was the week before on December 2nd, the Harbinger, my server, which is the most populated server, it was just crazy. The delay when you hit your abilities, it was too much. It was not enjoyable for me. The flashpoints were just bugging. The solo flashpoints, everything was just not working for me. So what I did was I didn't level my assassin first. I went to the Bastion and I leveled my Shadow first, which, you know, so, this is not what I do. This is not my server. This is not my main. And, but, you know, I got that tune done first, and there weren't any bugs that I could see on the Bastion. So it was enjoyable. I didn't want to play, you know, and get through all this new content and not be happy about it. So I was happy doing it that way. And then a few days later, I got through and did everything on my assassin after, you know, after all the people hurried up and leveled through on the Harbinger. And there was no, you know, delay on the abilities then or lag or anything like that. And then the game actually launched and I didn't, I already had my toons leveled up. And so it was, you know, it didn't matter anymore. That I knew that there was going to be big lag and all that once the game actually launched.
Yeah, that's the big thing. I mean, anytime you have an expansion, whether it's even early access or the official launch, there are going to be bugs, there's going to be lag and stuff like that. And it is kind of annoying. I mean, I don't like the lag or anything like that. But they're working on it, and we're going to have another update. See, they already fixed the one bug with the Revan fight.
Oh, God.
However, you know what? I did that two times. The first time went through, and then you did the weekly right after it. And I was like, what bug? It did bug for me.
Oh, lucky. Yeah, I
like,
tried it.
Because I was like, don't you guys know you're supposed to, how to unlock the people, like with the orbs? You know what? I was like, because I wasn't having the bug. So, but then I helped my nephew, and we had to do it like 5 times, and it still didn't work. And I was like, oh, that's the bug.
Yeah, I think on my main, I tried it like 5 times, and the 5th time it didn't bug out. So that way, you know, it wasn't so bad.
So I did.
I also leveled up a little bit slowly. So by the time they announced that skill training was going to be free, I hadn't got my assassin up to level 60 yet. So I was like, oh, yes, I can just save a whole bunch of credits and just wait until Tuesday to pay for all those the skill training costs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. I mean, I feel kind of bad for the people that spent the credits, but credits are really not that hard. So
no, they're not hard to get. And how, think how many credits we saved in the 12 times leveling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is now gone from the game at all. No skill training requires credits at all. So, hey, that's a thing of the past. So you're not going to save a lot of money in the future. So think of it that way. But there was one thing that I noticed, and it is now that when the dev note was talking about, because we had the bug fixed, and then now when it's going to be 3.02, I believe, they are going to bring back the tacticals. Let's see, there's a dev note from Tate Watson, because everybody had wondered, I was kind of wondering, when I turned 56, because I didn't do for my weekly conquest, the first week it was out, I hadn't done my daily tacticals and stuff like that. So I normally do those, and get my weekly and all that stuff. I hit 56. I went to hit the group finder. It's like, wait, there's a lot of things missing. I went to the fleet. I couldn't get the weekly tactical. It wasn't the same. And I was like, oh no. So, but what had happened is they figured once you got past level 55, you were no longer going to be eligible for the level 55 tactical flashpoints, and even the 55 hard modes. Which, the downside was that if you wanted to do the Zerko weekly, you had to kind of form your own group and walk in and all that stuff. So they are going to, and like I said, and it says, let's see, here's from Tate Watson, we're going to be making the level 55 hard mode and tactical flashpoints available in Group Finder for level 60 players in update 3.02. So that looks like it'll be not this Tuesday, because I got 3.01, I believe, is scheduled to come out this Tuesday. But maybe we'll get it before. I don't know. Who knows? But
I thought 3.01 was released this week.
Nope. It's still may be coming out, I believe, because let me see. Yeah, because they just released a thing which...
Oh, that was just like a patch fix?
Yeah, that was just a patch fix. It was okay. Like 3.00A or something like that. But the next the next thing, right in that, thank you, another segue, Heather. 3.001, which will be coming, I believe, Tuesday, they are going to be talking about the 60-man... let's see, being corrected for the 60-man hard modes. And I even believe some of the story modes, some of the loot tables on that, they are what they're going to adjust on that, because it was not dropping the correct amount of items. So,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because it was basically they were finding out that you could actually do 2 8-man groups and get more loot than even the 16-man. So they were like, so they decided, so they're going to look at those loot tables, and so they're going to readjust those. So those are the two things that will be coming out. So they, like I said, 3.01 will be coming out, I believe, Tuesday, most likely. And I don't think they'll have another one this week. Maybe they will. I don't know. But that is, looks like it'll be also the one with the tacticals and the hard mode flashpoints, the level 55 ones. That's probably going to be out the following week. So that is all for there. And that's about all the news. Although, Heather, I think, what else is going on in, going to be coming up, I believe?
Life Day on Tuesday, December 16th. This is exciting for me. I mean, I like all events, but this is a nice festive one. It actually is in Star Wars lore. They're not just having, Christmas party to have a Christmas party. There's actually a Star Wars Christmas movie that, no one wants to talk about.
Let's not talk about that. But,
but Life Day. Yeah. Life Day is a thing. Last time, or I don't know when the outfit came out, but I got the Life Day robes. So that was kind of cool. And I didn't get any of the speeders or anything like that because I'm not into it. But I did get the outfit. And I got lazy to do that special snowflake achievement. So I hope they have that again so I can get it again. And maybe there'll be another achievement title for like doing more or something. Yeah. But I'm really interested to see what kind of fun stuff that they have planned for that.
I like my trooper. I have the, like the jingle bell, like one speeder.
Yeah.
The sleigh bells on it. I've got it. And yeah, I've got the snowball, which I love the fact that I've had the snowball this whole time. So I like have my sniper and I'll take on raids or something like that, or just in the fleet and just, I've been tagging people like all year round. I'm like, Snowflake, what? Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about. But, yeah,
so that's some fun stuff coming to the game on Tuesday. So if you don't listen to us live, if you're just listening to the podcast, that should be out today.
Yep. Yeah, it should be out. And I'm looking, there'll definitely probably be the Red Robe outfit, I would believe, will be out again, since that is like what the Wookiees would wear because it's a Wookiee holiday and they wear
Well, I hope they come out with like a variation or something. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, there's going to be the new Life Day style. Come out with some new outfits. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. News-wise, of course, like I said, you know, all in the dev notes, and you can check those out. There's all kinds of different things. There's some different bugs that they're going to be working on as far as achievements. That, the one, like we were talking about, Depths of Anon, the hard mode achievement, it was resetting when you logged out. So they're going to be fixing that. Yeah, I don't want to have to do that again. Yeah, that was a long fight. yeah, I watched a video on somebody doing that. They were like doing like, they got to the final boss, and I think that was like 17 tries. So, hey, I have to give it to them. I watched that video, and they fast-forwarded through part of it, and you're talking, it was over an hour. They said it was 3 hours in-game to complete the whole Depths of Anon.
Seriously? Didn't take me 3 hours to do that. Well,
they had a lot of wipes. It was like a lot of communication. They, you know, so 3 hours, though. They stuck to it, though. 3 hours. When you stick to something for 3 hours, hey, I kudos to them. They didn't give up. I have to say that. So. A lot of the time they said that the last boss, it was they didn't get in the five-minute time limit. So, yeah. Gotta get some deeps on that, DPS on that boss. Get it burned down. So, let me see. Well, there is some more news coming up this week, but I think we're going to talk about that in the community buzz. Yeah, we do have a little bit more news. They are going, we got a new promotion that's going to be going on. Did you hear about that, Heather?
Yeah, happy 3-year birthday to SWTOR.
Happy birthday indeed. 3 years. 3 years the game has been going on. A lot of changes have been going on. But they're going to give, let's see, the Dromikos or the Coruscant Stronghold. You can get it right now, for 3 credits.
Darn. I already bought those.
I didn't have the Coruscant one. I do.
Does it include all the unlocks too? Or just the, you know, just the base house or base,
It's probably just the base because you're talking, let's be honest, those are cartel unlocks. I mean, and a lot of money sink locks. So I would say it's just going to be the base.
Yeah. It is kind of nice though, especially for players that have just come back from, you know, to playing Shadow of Revan. Now they can get a stronghold too if they weren't playing Galactic Strongholds when it came out.
Yeah, they can unlock it and plop down that new big Revan statue. That's what I'm talking about. And so then there's, on top of that, they were telling us that not only do we get the things, we're going to get, yes, fireworks going off, live thing. We're going to be able to get 8 firework launchers that we can put all through our stronghold.
Ah.
And those will be free. You can get those through, there'll be a anniversary vendor near the strongholds and crew skill area. You'll be able to find that vendor and you'll be able to purchase, let's see, well, I say purchase, be able to get the items off the thing. There'll be fireworks, like I said. The fireworks, and I think there'll be some artwork you can get, which the artworks look pretty cool. It's going to be like pictures of all the different planets.
That's really nice.
Yeah. They've got, I think, all the planets, including Rishi and Yavin 4 and the new ones. So that's pretty cool. And then the real cool one I think is really neat is, you know, the star map, the galactic star map that you have on your ship? They have that, and it'll be like a little thing that stands, a little
monumental
thing. And then it's a hologram-like thing. It'll be kind of, I'm sure there'll be a little movement to that too, so that's kind of cool. So I think that's cool. And all those are free. So you can, starting December 16th through... On Life Day, yeah. Life Day through, I believe, I'm going to...
Monday, January 12th, 2016.
Thank you very much for that day. Yep.
Yes.
So woohoo!
So this is in the Stronghold and Crew Skills area of the fleet, so you don't have to go down to the Cartel Bazaar or anything like that. It's just in the main area.
Hey, where's the free vendor at, man? Just go to the Galactic Stronghold area and the Crew Skill area. You'll be able to find it. It should be right around in there. You'll probably be seeing the long lines of people standing around it. So, yeah, I think that was really cool. I liked the fact that they tied it into, you know, the Strongholds, back to that, because it kind of like we were on Strongholds, really going there, and then it's kind of like we pulled away with the new expansion. So I kind of think it's cool they're tying everything back into all this other aspects they have. So are you excited about that?
I still haven't decorated my Strongholds.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
You haven't dropped your, like, 10 Revan statues?
No, I don't even know where to get those.
Okay, you know where the security key vendor is?
No.
In the middle circle? That one vendor right near, like, one of the banks?
Uh-huh.
Okay, right next to them there's going to be a guy that looks like the Revanite, like, apparel that they're wearing from Dromikos.
Mm-hmm.
You have the vendor there, and he has the Revan statues, and you can get up to 10 of those. So there you go.
Yeah,
Heather.
I am like the worst decorator ever. But looking at that gift that you posted on the video right now, those look really cool.
The fireworks?
Yes. Yeah.
I know, I've got that still playing. It's like, I'm liking that, so.
But yeah, I know, I'm just not a Stronghold decorator.
Come on, Heather.
Yeah, eventually I'll do it.
Do you know how many points you guys would have? I mean, your conquest stuff, just saying.
I know, I'm so guilty, but it's just, you know, there's so much to do in the game, and this is just something I don't do or I haven't done, and...
Drop down some, you know, gambling machines or, you know, get your little, I know because you've been doing ops, you have all kinds of little posters.
Yeah, I do have all kinds of little decorations.
Plaster the walls.
I probably have more than, you know, the average person that plays the game because I still need on those decorations.
See, now people are going
to
listen.
I tweeted the other day to Tor Confessions on Twitter. I was like, Tor Confessions, I still need on decorations even though I don't use them.
And, you know, see, now that's going to be.
And now everyone knows.
Your guild members know. Everyone knows now, Heather. Maybe we should get the guy from Tor Confessions on here. I like that. I saw that today, actually. I was like, that's very cool. Very cool. So, though, speaking of, you know, being the anniversary and everything like that, we're going ahead and talk about, well, back to the expansion a little bit, but our kind of our own personal thoughts on it. And, you know, if you want to plug a little something, because let's see, what's the anniversary for you on playing the game? How long have you been playing the actual game?
I don't remember. I started at the beginning of 2012, so, you know, just a little bit after launch.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember exactly when, but I know it was the beginning of the year around there.
Very cool. Yeah. So what's a little bit of your personal thoughts on Shadow of Revan?
I think the story was really great. Even though the side quests or the side missions, you pick them up from, you know, just the people, and there wasn't like a voice conversations, just that little blurb that they say. I thought that was much better. I think that was better that way because I think it's saving resources on more more important things like the main storyline and not just something that you're going to do every single day that you're going to space bar through because you've seen the story every day because it's a daily mission.
I completely agree on that. I like the fact, and they've even updated how those mission, the little things come up to you. They've made those look a little better. They've improved the graphics on those. I like the fact of when you go to the fleet, when you pull up those, the missions on there, they've changed those a little bit. And I like how you accept missions now and stuff like that. So I agree. I like the fact that the side missions, the dailies or what have you, are this little quick thing. You can click on the guy, start the talk or gal, and you can actually start walking away and click accept and go on. So.
And I also, I do wish that there was a mission terminal for Rishi, because you still have to go around and talk to those individual people, and they're not all gathered up in the same place like on Yavin 4.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I had a problem with, and actually, if you want to look on the thing, we're looking at a picture from Heather's little group there, of course, is that your shadow?
That's my assassin. Yeah, red lightsaber. Yep.
Red lightsaber. Well, you know, say sometimes. Some Jedi.
Yeah, sometimes,
out there.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us that, the red crystal, that evil Sith. No. So that's pretty cool. But no, on the Rishi thing, I had a problem with it. I've done all of those before, and I can't get some of them to unlock again.
Huh.
Yeah. So, very weird. I can only do the flag one, I can do that one, and what's the one other one? Oh, the data stream. But I can hit that one, but yeah, any others. But anyway, I'm on the Yavin 4 because Yavin 4, I want to get the walker. On the rep vendor? Oh yeah, so yeah, I'm spending most of my time on Yavin 4. So yeah, speaking of rep, yeah, was there anything that caught your eye on some of the rep that you saw on the different rep vendors for Rishi or Yavin 4, or do you get into that?
No, I never really look at the reputation gear until like I see someone in game and I'm like, where'd you get that? and then I go and investigate. That's actually the outfit that I was wearing in that last picture. That was the Hallowed Gothic reputation set from Oricon. So, you know, one day I just saw people running around with that on and I was like, where do you get that? And so I found it, and it's good because they're all legacy gear too.
Yes.
Which is nice. Yeah.
So you put it on and then you do your missions and then you ship it off to your other one. Stats still on it. I mean, you do that sort of thing. But yeah, so you haven't checked out the new vendors yet, have you?
I mean, I've looked at them. I just don't remember seeing anything very memorable.
I like like I said, the walker. I'm going to be on that. I gotta, cause it's not one of those walkers I can only use on a planet that I've, you know, conquered. It's gonna be able to be used on any planet. So yeah, I'll be in.
Yeah, and it's not just like a random, drop from the cartel packs.
That are trying to bite off the GTN for.
Yeah, so that's good that people can actually earn it by doing the missions and then paying, how much is it, like 100,000 after you get the reputation?
Yeah, I think it's.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just like guessing.
Yeah, I think that's what, I was just excited that it's there. I don't care. I'm just trying to get legendary, whatever.
Yeah, because credits are easy, guys.
Credits are easy. Let's see. What's the other set? Actually, the armor set that they have for the Yavin 4, it's kind of, I think, Shielded Something is the name of the armor set. But if you have a trooper, it would look pretty cool on the trooper. I don't know. Not really my sniper. Doesn't look really too good on my sniper, but I don't know. I don't know about anybody force user, although you could be an armored force user.
Oh, so the armor sets that I did like, so for the end game content, you know, just the stuff, the token armor sets.
Yeah.
I really like what they're doing with the Masasi ones with the big, whatever those are coming out of your shoulder. And also the PvP sets look really cool too. I really like, it's not called Brutalizer anymore. It's called something else, but the ranked PvP set. I really like that. So that's a lot, you know, really big motivation for me to really work on ranked PvP because I like that set. And
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's probably not going to, yeah, it's probably not going to be out because they're probably not going to release it any other way.
No, I haven't seen the PvP yet, but Yeah, I have to agree. I like definitely what they're doing with some of the armor sets. I like, in fact, the, if I remember right, the one for the sniper, it actually looks like you are a special ops, almost like either special ops or like a SWAT team kind of person. And it looks, you know, you've got the little cowl thing goes over your face, but then the weapon and stuff like looks exactly like more of a special units person. So it's kind of cool. So I'm definitely looking at that one myself. Although I've got a whole new, some of the new, armor sets that came out in the new cartel packs. I've got, I think there's one, it's called Silent Ghosts or whatever. I've got some of the armor pieces from that. So it's pretty cool.
That is one thing I really like about the game is that there are so many armor sets now. I feel like when the game first came out, there wasn't as many. And now when they introduce the cartel market and there's just so many different things that you can do with how your character looks and all the reputation vendors and all that. So.
Well, and not only that, some of the different things you can learn to craft and stuff like that. Very cool, especially with some of the new stuff that's coming out in drops as far as from the chests or where you get from the new missions. I know I've got, let's see, I just got a schematic. It was a purple schematic, which is the first purple schematic I've ever seen. It was a purple schematic for a new speeder, the Vectron, and it's a Vectron speeder, which looks like the ones that we first saw in the casino thing. But it's a Vectron slicer, or is this a scavenger? They've got them all different for their, and they're based upon, your different crew skills, which I thought was interesting. Like, on the back of the thing, it'll be like, for the slicer, it'll have like little computer things or different things like that. I think there's, for the Vectron artifice, there's, different crystals. So it's kind of like, you know, what's going on with, you know, is that going to be something that they can use later? I don't know. So,
I haven't even touched crafting. But I, you know, I'm not really a crafter anyway. But, yeah.
As we're talking about, you know, everything we're going on, I guess, let's see. What's one thing you could say to wrap it up, Heather, about with the final thing?
The story was really great. I am disappointed that there aren't enough missions just between Rishi and Yavin 4 to get you from 55 to 60. I did have a little bit of a boost because I hadn't actually completed the Forged Alliance's story quest. I've actually done the flashpoints, but I didn't actually do the story quest. So that was a lot of XP, but yeah, I really wish that they had more missions. That was the worst part, having to level on, like, the daily planets to get through that last level.
Well, you know, you said that real quick, and I know that we're going to have to wrap things up a little bit. But the one thing I was like, you could do solo missions for the Forge Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have let everybody do those one time solo.
Yeah, because you probably already did it on your main.
And, exactly. And yeah. The thing was that you also got elite comms with it. I was like, yeah, those elite comms would be nice on my main. But anyway, so, yeah, I have to agree. I liked now the main story. Oh, my gosh. Mind boom blown. So I thought it was very cool. I kind of knew the direction the story is going to go. And I'm not going to spoil it for anyone out there. I mean, you have to go through and play it. Definitely very cool. I like the fact how you could go basically same thing like they did with class missions. You could just keep going through the story content. You didn't have to do the other things. Although if you wanted to level up on time, you needed to do those other things. But that was very cool. The only thing is I think it kind of wrapped it up very quickly. And I think it's that way of you didn't have to go through all these different points and travel as far like you did on Mekeb.
Uh-huh.
I think it seemed like it was shorter than Mekeb. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you played through Mekeb, I would say it's very much the same amount of content as far as story. And in fact, I would say it's probably a little more involved. That's just me. I thought the story was better. But.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely thought the story was better than Rise of the Hutt Cartel, so yay!
Yay! It was different. So. So that's going to probably wrap it up for us. The main reason I wanted to get on here is tell you about everything that's coming on with some of the updates on Dev Notes, talk about the promotions for the 3-year anniversary, and also, again, we have our contest giveaway that is going on, so please enter today so you can get a chance to get your copy of Revan. So we'll be giving that out next week. So I guess we'll be going back to our normal time, I believe, at 5 p.m., unless things change, which they sometimes do around this time of year. So we'll be back at 5 p.m. Eastern. So we will check that out, check you guys out next week. And so I think that's going to be all for us. So we're going to go ahead and go on to our quick mentions. So we'll definitely want to mention, as you know, we are changing here. There are new things going on at Curling Run Radio as we are streaming, everything like that. And we are looking for writers, assistants to help monitor the stream chat and other areas to help our podcast continue to grow. So for more information on how you can help, please email me at jason@curlingrun.com.
Also, if you are a guild looking to get your guild noticed, now that Shadow of Revan is back up or up and released and there's more people playing the game, why not contact us about being on a guild ready check? You can get some more members and, and participate in Planetary Conquest, because that's still a thing that's going on.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, please send us an email to CorellianRun@gmail.com, or you can email me at Heather@PrettyLittleSith.com.
And we want to thanks to all those guilds who have contacted us, and stay tuned for new guild-ready checks and community checkpoint articles. Please don't forget to check out the articles on CR this past week.
Yeah, and we also would like to make a shout-out to our fellow podcasts. We've added quite a few on here. We have UtiniCast, Unnamed Sotor Podcast, TorhoCast, Sotor Escape Podcast, Bad Feeling Podcast, Star Wars Beyond the Stars, Enmity Podcast, Healing Sotor, Old Republic Radio, Tor Noob, and we've also added HopeCast to our list. They haven't had a recent episode, but hopefully we'll see something from them soon. And we also have Death and Taxes, Michael from Death and Taxes, who I met at EA. He also does a little State of the Galaxy thing on Twitch that you guys will want to check out. So we have a link for all of those. And I guess we should mention the Republic too. I'm on there.
Yeah, just a small little show.
Yeah, just a small thing.
I checked you guys out this last week. You guys had, what, 4 of you guys were on there?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
That was a good show. Very good show. So definitely get on that check. We'll put on a link about the Republic. And check out the Republic. Check out Larry Everett. He hosts that every week, and he has different people from the SWTOR community.
But if you are a podcaster, a SWTOR podcaster, and you're not on our list, even though we have quite a list here, let me know, and we can add you to our shout-outs.
Definitely. Want to make sure and give you guys a shout-out who are helping out the SWTOR community. So please take a moment to leave us a positive feedback on iTunes, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
You can also contact us through our website, CorellianRun.com, or through Twitter, @CorellianRun, or @Heather_PLS or @JT_HollowNet. You can also check out our Facebook page or Facebook group. You can also leave us a voicemail on our website. You can additionally, now you can enter this to win the Revan book, but you can also leave your questions or ideas for discussion topics through Rockcopter or on Twitter or by email at CorellianRun@gmail.com.
That's going to wrap it up for us at Carillion Run Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Jason.
I'm Heather. May the Force be with you, or keep that blaster by your side, kid.
You have been listening to Carillion Run Radio, a Star Wars The Old Republic podcast. Tune in next time to hear Heather say,
Happy Life Day!
And transmission.